Hi everyone, and welcome back to Bold, a Bouldering podcast. After a long hiatus fueled by personal situations and frustrations, I'm once again attempting to provide you with some knowledge on bouldering. To be fair, my motivation in terms of training and bouldering is at an all-time low. Climbing gyms have been closed countrywide since October, and there's no end in sight. Any attempt to train just bums me out. Now, why would I train? There's nothing to climb, and will there ever be? Now, that uncertainty and hopelessness kept me in the couch and far away from possible solutions to this training problem. So, frustration and tension just kept growing, and without any opportunity to climb it out, I just had to act. I have to do the bare minimum, because that's literally the least I can do. My body is getting weaker, and I'm losing all those connections between my brain, tendons, muscles, and fingers that I spent so much time on creating. Now, luckily, maintaining muscle mass is easier than gaining it, and technique that's been learned doesn't just completely disappear. Now, I'm not only saying this to you, but also myself. Don't give up and don't lose hope. Of course we'll climb again, and it's totally worth it to invest in some training now, even if it's just that bare minimum I was talking about. Now, to help you reach this state of action and convince you to start training, I'll lay out a simple training plan designed to check all the boxes for bouldering and nothing more. Now, the goal of this training plan is to maintain your bouldering skill in terms of muscle mass, finger strength, core strength, and flexibility. Now, if we're able to do one exercise for each category, we'll surely have done the bare minimum. So, first of all, pick a date, preferably tomorrow or the day after that. The sooner the better. Now, write it down in your agenda or on your forehead so you won't forget it. Then, tell one of your bouldering buddies that you're getting back in the saddle. Now, this way, you won't have only promised yourself to do the training. Now, once the time arises, make sure you haven't eaten in a couple of hours and that you're well hydrated. A good night's sleep the night before works wonders as well. No excuses this time. You're supposed to be in perfect workout condition at this moment, so if you have any other personal hacks for that, feel free to use them. Breathing techniques, meditation, a walk in the cold, or maybe some cuddle time with your cat. Whatever works for you to get you in that state of mind. Now let's get started. It's time for that workout that you've been avoiding the last couple of months. Start with some easygoing exercises to warm up your body. Pick your personal favorites, but try to focus on upper body muscle groups. I like to do some sets of scapular pull-ups in combination with some push-ups. Crunches or other exercises are a great option too. But make sure to get at least one exercise in that utilizes your fingers, such as pull-ups, scapular pull-ups, etc. This way, you're already getting them a bit warm for the next step, which is finger strength. Now for this, you will need a 20mm edge, a little bit more or less, doesn't really matter, as long as you can comfortably hang it for 10 seconds. Okay, now start off with dead hangs. Just use an open hand grip or a half crimp on the edge and hang your body. You want to stay in that position for 15 to 20 seconds, but make sure that you're locking your shoulders. Now, the 15 to 20 seconds, this is just an average. You choose how long you dead hang. You never want to cross that border of pain and always focus on what your fingers feel like. If you want to let go, see if you can hold on longer without pain. If not, let go. Now, rest for 3 minutes or until your fingers feel ready for the next go. I like to do some core exercises while my fingers are resting in between these dead hangs. Sideway crunches and leg raises are my personal favorites, but as long as it is a core exercise, you're doing good. Now don't forget to keep an eye on the clock though, and to get back on that edge after 3 minutes. Now after the finger strength section of the workout, you can end with some gentle stretching. Try to incorporate your full body. A simple 5 to 10 minute yoga session would be perfect, for example. Become aware of possible aches and pains while you're stretching. You might need to train those areas more or less, depending on the issue. Now, after this, you're already done. Now, that's quite short, and you may have noticed that I didn't include any set exercises, times, sets, or reps, or anything. Now, the reason why is that your bare minimum is totally different from mine, and the most important thing is that you're actually willing to do it. So don't hold back to put full focus on what you feel are the most comfortable or nicest exercises to do. You want to convince yourself that training is fun, even though it isn't in optimal conditions right now. You want to plan your training on a certain day, but feel your way through it. Decide in the moment how long you'll go based on what your body tells you. Don't force it. Let it come naturally. If motivation is slow to arise, take your time. Read a book next to your pull-up bar and the moment will come. Now one day, you might train muscle mass, pull-ups and push-ups for 20 minutes, then go on to finger strength and core exercises for 30 minutes, and then do flexibility for 10 minutes, totaling at an hour of training. Another day, you might actually repeat that 2 times. Why not? And maybe the next day, you're not that interested at all. It doesn't matter. Keep the motivation for the next time. Doing a workout like this 3 times a week is perfect if you're just looking to maintain strength and balance out your body again. If you're ready for more, I'd refer you to previous episodes on strength training, finger strength, etc. But first things first, the bare minimum. All you need is a pull-up bar or any ledge that you can hang on. But if you're desperate and you don't have a pull-up bar, you can use even a table and put your heels up on a chair. Now, I hope I was able to motivate you a bit and get you to take action. Stay strong and be bold. Better times are coming for sure. Now, if there's any topics you'd like me to discuss, feel free to send me a message at boldbouldering on Instagram.